Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Leal. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to second. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg can't make a play. That's a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Boston steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a line drive into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Hewlett steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geelan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barfield strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Lamp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Burrows hits a line drive towards third. Salazar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Juan Agosto now pitching. Manuel Lee pinch runs for Rance Mullinix. Len Matuszek pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Ron Shepard pinch hits for Len Mattis. Ron Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Bob James now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. Lee moves to third. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's White Sox, 3, Blue Jays, 3. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Garcia steals second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Manuel Lee now playing third base. Ernie Witt now catching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston bunts towards third. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.